Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us this morning is Cape Town's Mayor, Gordon Hill-Lewis, to chat about this issue. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Morning.
I'm hoping that you are well. Did you, you know,
I am.
It's not simple not to have a cell phone signal, eh?
Well, I mean, if you're in prison, you shouldn't have one at all. So
all right, I get
like,
that.
Right. I hope you're not suggesting that the ballet concert was like being in prison.
You know, I will say nothing. I will say nothing. Because, you know, these things are podcasted, and then that's all I need is this to land up on the family group. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
You're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Hamas is nothing. Anyway, let's just talk. So tell us what happened and what triggered this conversation.
Well, I went to visit a roads project that we are doing in Bishop Lavis. Just an ordinary roads project, just resurfacing and fixing roads. And there was very little work happening on site. And so I started to get a bit grumpy and said, well, you know, what's going on here? There's no work. And they said, well, actually, the contractor has abandoned the site.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why have they done that? So then I heard this tale about how the contractor had received this very threatening phone call from a well-known Cape Town gangster who's currently in Polesmore doing time for serious crimes. And this person had phoned him up and said, you better get off site. That is my site. That's my neighborhood. And that, you know, that I will do that work. No one else will do it. And if you don't get off site, you're not going to survive the day.
So they're literally running their mafiadom from within the prisons.
As if there's no change, as if there's no interruption. And when I asked the police, I then said, you know, we've got to get the police onto this. The police kind of just laughed it off and said, well, this is absolutely common. And they appeared very relaxed about it. And I said, we can't be relaxed about this. So what is the purpose of getting these guys into prison, going through the effort of investigating their crimes and prosecuting their crimes, only for them to just carry on running their gangs as if nothing's happened? That is outrageous. So I then started to talk about how easy it is to get contraband, including cell phones, but other stuff as well, into Polesmore Prison. And it's unfortunately far too easy, is what I've heard. And so what happens is the correctional services raids the prison and they take away all the cell phones that they can find. And within 5 minutes or, you know, within a few days, all the cell phones are back. So it doesn't work to just raid the cells and take away the phones. What I think you have to do is block the signal entirely.
In terms of the legality around it, I think that it was ICASA who have said that cell phone jamming is illegal. Would it need to be specifically authorized for a prison area?
Yes, I think it would require some permissions from... for the Department of Correctional Services to get those permissions, but they must get them. I mean, that's an application process. It's an administrative process. Some paperwork must be filled in, but it's a no-brainer. I mean, there's no reason to oppose this because the prisoners should not have cell phones. They should not be communicating with the outside world. They are allowed to have scheduled phone calls using the prison landlines. That's fine. They can carry on doing that.
Right.
But it's specifically a crime. It's actually a crime to have a cell phone inside a prison. So if that is not if it's not possible to stop the smuggling, then we must use technology to achieve the same outcome.
Doesn't this though speak to a greater problem, because the prisoners aren't bringing the cell phones in themselves? This relies on a network of outside people, as well as some form of cooperation within, I would imagine, within the prison itself, which means that it's a increasingly or a significantly difficult problem to fix if the prison or a certain part of prison authorities are involved, which they presumably are.
Clearly are, yeah. No, that's 100% true. And of course, it would be ideal if the smuggling wasn't happening, but it is happening, and that's why I think we must just rely on technology to help us fix these problems. Because clearly, so long as there are humans and there's money involved, you're going to get this kind of smuggling happening. I would also hope that correctional services clamps down on their staff members clearly cooperating with prisoners to run these smuggling rings. But until that happens, let's just use technology. It's available there for us and works quite well.
I keep going back to the phone call that you're referring to in my mind, because the brazenness with which that is carried out—it's not even getting somebody a message to get to send a message. That's a direct, flagrant violation. I mean, never mind all the other criminal aspects of it—the threat and all sorts of things. But the fact is that there isn't any, doesn't seem to be any discomfort about the actual cell phone, which shows you how open this problem is.
Yeah, and also what made me almost even angrier was when I raised this with the police, and they just laughed it off as, this is an everyday thing, this is common. And people didn't seem to take it very seriously. I kept saying, why is everyone so relaxed about this? This, for me, totally undermines the point of the criminal justice system. The purpose of putting people in prison is to disrupt that criminal network and to cut them off from that criminal network. And if they're not cut off from that criminal network, then
They've moved venues for a short while.
Exactly.
One of the challenges that I've noted, and that we hear more and more about, is the difficulty with what is run by local government and what is managed outside of your area, outside of your ambit. Mm. Is this one of the situations where you have less control over it, even though it impacts on crime in your city?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got absolutely zero role to play in prisons, and we have very little role to play in policing, as you know. We kind of try and fill the gap and add a lot of officers and Metro Police officers and so on to do top up patrolling and what policing we can do, but it isn't our primary mandate. It is the primary mandate of the SAPs. But increasingly, I mean, this is the number one public concern of almost every person in South Africa, and certainly in Cape Town as well. And so we have to get involved where we can. And if we see clear and blatant failures of the system to achieve the right outcome, then we can't just throw up our hands and say, well, sorry, not our problem. That would be, I think, to shirk our duty. So we have to get involved. That's why we're pushing so hard to be able to investigate crimes as well, because every day our officers arrest people for possession of illegal firearms, and those people just get recycled through the system. 2 weeks later, they're back out on the street again, no convictions, no proper investigation. And so we've said, you know, let us just investigate those firearm crimes. At least we can make sure that people get convictions. But this is why I say every step, every part of the criminal justice chain is broken, I'm afraid. Because imagine if we get the power to investigate, we get the convictions, and then that person carries on running their gang from prison. So even that final stage, the prison system, is not working properly. And we have to just try and fix all of these parts of the chain.
Absolutely, and well done for doing so. I certainly applaud the fact that you get involved and you don't limit it to areas where it's comfortably within your realm. So well done to you, and keep fighting the good fight. Gordon Hill-Lewis, Executive Mayor of Cape Town.